We're going to move on to another issue that was just breaking before we came on air, and that's the situation with Kevin McCarthy. Just in the last half an hour, for the first time in history, Kevin McCarthy, the US House of Representatives, has been axed, a person who's third in line for the big desk in the White House. And for the latest, I'm joined on the line by the Business Post US correspondent, Marion McKeown. Marion, good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
How did he find himself in this hot water?
Well, you know, quite honestly, it was inevitable. I remember when you probably remember as well, back in January, when we were all watching it in the press gallery in the House, where McCarthy had to go to 15 rounds to get the speakership. And he has wanted this job so desperately all of his career. It's almost like a Shakespearean tragedy of sorts for him to be ousted less than 9 months later in such an sort of ignominious way. This happened because basically you have a minority group within the Republican Party, the Freedom Caucus, and within the Freedom Caucus there's another minority which is led by Matt Gaetz, who of course led this charge. And a lot of it is down to a simple personality clash between Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz. They absolutely despise each other, and Gaetz has been gunning for McCarthy nonstop.
So why is the Democrat Party enabling a rump within the Republican Party and helping their influence within that party?
You know what? I think that's a really good question. And that is the question I've been asking Democrats, who really, until yesterday evening, which was the last time I spoke to one of the House Democrat advisors, and it seemed then that they were going to abstain, that they would just vote present, which would mean that Matt Gaetz would only have 6 or 7 votes and Kevin McCarthy would get about 212 or thereabouts Republican votes. So Gaetz would be defeated. But what's happened in the last couple of weeks is that Kevin McCarthy basically greenlit a phony impeachment, a trumped-up impeachment of Joe Biden, to try and avert what has just happened from happening, to try and prevent Matt Gaetz from looking for his ouster. So he agreed to an impeachment with no evidence we've seen so far. He also threw 2 senior Democrats off their committees for no apparent reason, again, because Gaetz insisted on it. And also, Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement with Joe Biden back in June to stop the American economy from defaulting and basically going over a cliff. And he broke that agreement about a week later. So, you know, as I say, 24 hours ago, I was hearing, well, look, we might just vote present. We might, better the devil you know. Yes, McCarthy is spineless, but there are worse people we could have to deal with. But then it seems that they came to a sort of a hardening overnight and said, you know what, basically, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, kind of screw McCarthy, he's done us no favours, why should we help him? And it's a kind of, I think, myopic approach, really, because yes, McCarthy was very weak, and yes, he would do anything to hang on to the gavel, but if they end up with Steve Scalise, which is likely, or Elise Stefanik, who are both to the right of McCarthy, who are both even more in the tank for Trump, if possible, I think that the Democrats could find things even harder. But look, whoever takes over, this whole thing is going to start again in another 44 days. They still have to pass a spending bill. The next candidate could be ousted. Kevin McCarthy could try and be voted in again, although I don't see it happening. But the difference may be that whoever gets voted in this time probably won't agree to allowing have one person basically trigger their ouster. So they may not agree to that. But the problem is we're kind of witnessing the slow motion implosion of the Republican Party at the moment, you know, because they cannot govern and they have to compromise with Democrats to get bills passed. But Gaetz is saying under no circumstances, but he's not coming up with an alternative. It's really a mess. To be quite honest.
All right, Marion, thanks very much. And the people of Cork, no doubt, in mourning. His Kevin McCarthy's great grandfather was Cork. They always say, nice to see a Cork man doing well in Dublin. I'm sure they're not happy to see a Cork man done down in Washington.